At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders, past, present, and emerging, of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hannah and Zed with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Brisbane City Council has acquired 285 properties via the Queensland Flood Buyback Program, converting 55 hectares of parkland. These spaces will be added to Brisbane and Ipswich suburbs. The voluntary buyback scheme will launched in the wake of the 2022 flood emergency by the state government and gave victims the chance to sell their disaster-affected homes. Queensland's Far West, which is famously known as Red Dirt Country, has sprung to life as the result of months-long flooding. The ex-tropical cyclone Kirrily drenched the state's north earlier this year, transforming the area into a wetland fascinating tourists. Seasonal flooding in the outback is not uncommon, and tourism and agriculture depend on the annual flows. In national news, a shortage in skilled labour comes as a barrier to 1.2 million new homes. Released today, the Housing Industry Association's trade report provides a quarterly report, availability of skilled trades and demand pressures in the residential industry are evaluated. Senior economist Tom Devitt is attributing the barrier to an influx of migrants at a rate the workforce cannot match.
The Australian Beef Sustainability Framework's 8th annual update shows it has contributed to Australia's GDP by 49% over the past 2 years. That is actively managing more of its land for biodiversity outcomes. They are also hitting a record low for mortality rates in the live export trade. NAB agribusiness executive Josie Zilm says the farmers are also looking to expand their sustainability practices as there are strong profitability metrics associated with them, such as new supply chain opportunities, improvement of climate resilience, and boosting profitability on the farm. In international news, dozens of tornadoes swept through the southern plains of the United States, leaving at least 4 people dead, including a 4-month-old baby. Storm warnings for high winds, heavy rain, and hail were issued by the National Weather Service for more than 47 million people, and more than 7 million have been put under tornado warnings. Dozens of homes in Oklahoma were destroyed and damaged, and about 100 injured, reported in hospitals across the state. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny, becoming partly cloudy in the afternoon and clearing in the evening, with medium chance of showers in the afternoon. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. There's no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, sitting in the high band. That's all for your 10 a.m. news. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.